Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN! Time for our Monday morning house call from Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. How you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing great, Bob. It'd be nice to see some blue sky, but maybe a couple more days we'll see it again.
Well, you know what? Back to the 80s starting tomorrow, so you'll be happily on the golf course warm. You know what's going on here, all the confusion. Pfizer says it will meet with top U.S. health officials today to discuss the request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. As Dr. Fauci acknowledges that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed. So can you clear up some of the confusion we have about this? Because I guess the problem here is we're still getting numbers and getting information on a daily basis about all this, aren't we?
We are, you know, and right now Pfizer should come out. It's either going to be today or tomorrow with their study out of Israel, and that's what everyone is waiting for. The preliminary study out of Israel really doesn't make a great case for a booster. Now, Pfizer, I can say, hey, it's great for you guys to be ready and to be ramped up in case we need one. But I still look at, boy, we have so many parts of the world that don't have any vaccine at all. Really, do we need a third booster? And they're going to have some really good science to show that it's needed, because right now we know that anybody who got two doses is well protected against the Delta variant. You know, people are saying, well, their antibodies wane. And we talked about this before with Rita Wilson. You know, sure, her antibodies wane, but we have things called T memory cells and B cells that remember, even though you won't be able to measure the antibodies in your blood, these cells remember what they have seen, and when they get exposed to that virus, will start making antibodies. So we have to really make sure we look at this closely before we get everybody lined up for boosters.
I guess the prevailing wisdom with the government's health experts, including Dr. Fauci, is it's too soon for the government to recommend another shot. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think there might be subsets. We might look and say, hey, seniors, we know even with influenza vaccine, we give them that high dose because their immune response isn't as great. So we might say, hey, the booster shot is going to be for those over the age of 65, for those with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease. Let's make sure we're using it appropriately when, in fact, the science shows us that the timing works right. So I don't see it coming in this fall, but I may be wrong.
For people who got the Pfizer or the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson, do you have different advice depending on which shot you got?
Well, the only thing I would say is, you know, Johnson & Johnson should be coming out very soon with their data, because they, you know, they proved that their single shot was great, but they also did a double shot study. So they should really be coming out with that data soon. If anything, you know, I might say that the Johnson & Johnson folks might be the first ones in line, mainly because we've shown how great the response was with that second, whether it was Pfizer or Moderna or BioNTech, any of those. We found that that second dose was really what gave the big boost. So I would say that the Johnson & Johnson, although their initial single dose was very good, they may be the first in line for a booster, based on the science and the math behind it.
Talking with Northwestern Medicine's Dr. Kevin Most. Doc, I heard that the positivity rate in Illinois was creeping up again just a little bit. It's 1.5. Have you noticed any new activity there around Northwestern hospitals, or what do you hear from your colleagues?
Yeah, you know, from our colleagues around the state, is where we're hearing more than we are hearing locally. You know, if you look at the state, it seems like once you get south of Springfield, you know, the vaccination rates are so low and that positivity rate is so high that it's going to start to pull up the state rate. You know, if you look up here where the counties around here, 60-65%, you know, get down into like Alexander County where it's 20%, you know. So If you remember when we were giving vaccines early, you heard about a lot of people heading down towards Quincy and heading downstate to get the vaccine, mainly because they have a lot of people in that area that decided not to take it. And with the Delta variant ramping up as much as it is in Missouri, we certainly have the concern that it is going to start to impact at least the southern portion of Illinois. And that's a very concerning for many of my peers and friends down there.
Some good listener questions. Let's go through a few here. How concerned should we be that the vaccinated in most communities are about 50% fully vaccinated, but about 95% are not wearing masks, including children under 12? Oh, yeah, I get this. So the concern there is in these areas where you don't have a high vaccination rate, and people are not wearing masks, that seems to be a bit of a problem, right?
It's a huge problem. You know, if you watch a game at Wrigley, or if you're out and around, you look around and you say, oh, we must be at 100% vaccination because no one is wearing masks. So it's very concerning. And if you look at the admissions right now, admissions in any of the hospitals, I can tell you at least in Northwestern hospitals, almost 95%, maybe even a little bit higher, are unvaccinated individuals. So those are the ones that are being hospitalized now. And unfortunately, it's under the age of 55 as well. So those individuals who are not vaccinated that say, I'm not wearing a mask, I would say be very, very careful. This Delta variant is nothing to mess around with. And if you want to do something to protect yourself, and besides getting vaccinated, it is going to be to wear a mask.
This is from a vaccinated elementary school teacher. I'm very concerned about young children and the Delta variant. How are children faring with the Delta variant?
Children are actually doing okay. Our biggest concern with children is going to be, what are we going to do come fall when everyone is going back to school? Are we going to mask everyone? It certainly looks like that, because really it's the vaccine for under the age of 12 is going to be probably not available till closer to Thanksgiving. So we're fortunate that the Delta variant and COVID itself has kids tolerate it pretty well and do okay with the infection for the most part. There certainly are some outliers that have pretty severe infection, but for the most part, they do pretty well.
And this is a good question. We heard recently that Pfizer is working on a booster shot to help guard against the variants. I got the Moderna vaccine. Where are we on crossover research so that we know if people who got one vaccine can take another as a booster?
Yeah, the crossover research is looking extremely promising. It appears that once we go towards that next roll of boosters, and actually as the world starts to get rolling out into more vaccines, that they will be able to cross over. So there have been studies that have been done mainly in Britain that have shown that if you got Moderna and now you're going to get your second shot and they're out of Moderna but they have Pfizer, go ahead and get it, and you're still getting a great response. We stayed away from that here in the United States mainly because we wanted to go with the science. The science showed us that getting the two vaccines, we knew the result. Now you're going to start to get to countries where they're not going to have the luxury of picking and choosing, and in fact may need to use different vaccines for that second. But the initial studies right now are showing extreme promising views on that second dose, whether it be a Moderna-Pfizer or a Pfizer-Moderna, both having great responses after that second dose.
Dr. Fauci said yesterday that clinical studies and lab numbers have yet to fully bear out the need for a booster to the current two-shot Pfizer and Moderna vaccines or the one-shot Johnson & Johnson. But this could change any day now, couldn't it?
It could. But if you just take Illinois, for example, you know, 6 million doses have been given out here in the state of Illinois, and we've only had 520 individuals that actually have been hospitalized after getting both doses. So that's really the number that we start to look through, is how many breakthrough cases. In other words, someone who's been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and then still ends up to a point of being ill enough to be in the hospital. Of those 500, 90% of them had a secondary comorbidity, whether it be heart disease or diabetes or kidney disease or an immunocompromised state. So just our local data here in Illinois shows us that it still is very, very good, and we're still not seeing the breakthrough cases where those who've been vaccinated end up hospitalized.
And we still get lots of questions like this on the text line and email. My, let's see, adult nephew had COVID last year. He has a severe peanut allergy. Can he receive the vaccine?
Yeah. So those individuals, we would look at their other comorbidities and see. And individuals who have had severe allergic reactions, you want to have a good discussion with your physician and talk about the risk, versus the benefits here. An individual like that, you know, we know that we have had given vaccines to kids with allergies and they've done well, but we want to make sure it's in the right environment. So an individual like that should not be getting their shot in Walgreens or at a drive-through clinic. They certainly should be in a hospital-based setting so that we could handle in case there was an allergic reaction. But we are finding that even individuals with high reaction rates are still doing quite well with this vaccine.
So where we are now, if you're feeling a little sick, do you suggest getting a COVID test at this point?
No, not really. You know, I think you're going to start to see as we go here in the summer and the fall, you're going to start to see that the common cold is going to definitely pick back up. We'll certainly start to see more cases of influenza as we're going maskless, you know, for a big part. And really some of our hand washing and social distancing is certainly breaking down. So I would not expect, you know, that we're going to start to see an increase in infections. I wouldn't rush to think it was COVID. However, if you have not been vaccinated, you certainly may want to know, because the boating what happens over the next 10 to 14 days for an individual like that is different than the one who has the common cold.
I'm still a bit of a coronachondriac, but hopefully by the end of this year I'll be completely cured. What do you think?
I don't know, Bob, but we'll need some counseling for you, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Have a good week, Doc. Appreciate the counseling as always.
You got it, Bob. Take care.